Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Exercise is the key to happiness.
Oh,
all our doctors and psychologists talk about it.
Can't get enough of it. I tell you what, I am finding it very hard, though, in the wet weather to get out there and get fit. What about you?
Do you walk around with an umbrella when you're doing your walks around the park there? Or
no, I just wear a hooded top that's waterproof.
Yeah.
And it hasn't stopped me.
David Welsh is with us now.
Our personal trainer. How are you, David?
Very, very well, you guys. And yourself?
Yeah, good, mate.
Now, is this a quiet time of the year for you, or just as busy being winter?
Funnily enough, for a lot of my clients, it's the time that I really try and push them to really focus more on their exercise, because it's the time that most people have a tendency to gain the most weight.
And why is that?
For the simple fact that, you know, who really wants to eat a cold salad in the middle of winter? We look for warmer foods, heavier foods, and comfort foods. So this is where I generally get a lot of my clients to really try and knuckle down and focus on their training and really be aware of what they're putting into their mouth.
Hey, tell me, a lot of your clients that come in, you're talking about comfort foods. How many of them do you reckon would be, you know, suffering a lot from stress in just everyday life?
Oh, listen, I would say close to probably 95 to almost 100% of my clients go through stress. There's all different types of stress. I deal with my mothers who deal with the daily grind of being a mother, and juggling kids, getting them to school on time, getting them to activities on time, and then weekend activities, and then trying to find time for themselves. I deal with the dads that have the financial burden of making sure that, you know, everything can run smoothly so that I get the opportunity to train their wives.
Now, how do you get fit when it's raining and wet?
So what do we do while it's with all this rain?
Well, at the moment, for a lot of my clients, you know, it's some that, for example, live in apartments. One of the easiest things I say is, how many stairs do you have in the apartment?
Yeah.
And you can start walking just up and down the stairs, even just to keep things going. You can time it as well. You could think, okay, how fast did it take me to get up those flight of stairs? Walk back down nice and slowly, and then go back up again. If you can aim to do that, you know, maybe 10 or 15 laps, trust me, that will be a good, solid workout in itself.
Yeah, that is good advice. And what about if you don't live in an apartment?
If you don't live in an apartment, then the other thing we can always look for is what you might have in the house. You can just simply look for a little pantry full of food. What we could do with the pantry is we could turn around and put our hands on it and turn around and do some tricep dips, for example.
Michael has the fittest right arm from opening that door in that pantry.
That sounds rude.
No.
What about a couch and a TV in front of it?
And his left hand with the remote?
Yeah. Yes. So we've just got to balance it and put the DVD control on the other side, so we've got two things that he can lift up at the same time.
He's gardening. You know, he's trying to do everything at the minute.
But, you know, it can be as simple as just doing some, you know, a nice little circuit. You can be doing it in the middle of your lounge room, just doing some squats and some push-ups and some planks and some crunches, all sorts of things just to keep you moving until you can get yourself back outdoors and hopefully experience the type of workout that you generally like to do.
Is walking in the rain bad for you?
As long as you're covered from head to toe and you're going to stay nice and warm, it's not ideal. There are definitely other things that, you know, I would suggest, but walking is still a form of exercise. But I would suggest to not walk in the rain if possible.
Well, we had a doctor on a couple of weeks ago, and he was all about brain health and things like that. He was fascinating, and he said how he gets fit is that he bought an exercise and put it in front of the TV and actually watched DVDs that he really liked. So the focus actually wasn't on the exercise, it was what he was enjoying watching.
Absolutely, because you can generally, I mean, I know when I have some of my clients and I've seen them come on to do their cardiovascular work in the gym, and I've seen them, the two of them have just jumped on a treadmill next to each other, and before you know it, they said, I can't believe my 40 minutes is up.
Yeah.
So it always helps. I mean, if you can distract yourself and put yourself into something that you are enjoying, like a good DVD or a movie or something that you want to watch, before you know it, you think, wow, it's been 45 minutes that I've been on here. No wonder that my carpet looks like it's soaked in sweat.
Mm. Hey, that's great. Thanks, David. Talk to you next week.
My pleasure.
Thanks, David. And, of course, for more details, jump onto mindfood.com. I've got to change the way I think about going to the gym.
Well, I think if you started going to the gym.
Mindfood Magazine and Mindfood Radio. Together, smart thinking.